following a 3-1 win for the number 14 Dutch here with one of the seniors who had a big night, Meredith Rowe. Meredith, it's good to talk to you again. Good to see you. It's been a little bit since track season since you and I had a chance to talk, but obviously a much better end to your second conference game than week one. Your initial thoughts about what it was like to be able to compete with a Norwalk team like this and really in sets 3 and 4 take it to them a little bit?
You know, coming back after last week, I don't think that necessarily as a team we showed what we're really capable of. And right away in the second two sets, we really just put the foot on the gas and we just didn't let up. And I think that's a lot more accurate representation of what this team is capable of and what this team can do, not only once in a blue moon, but every single set.
Well, and what is remarkable about the stats is obviously the past couple years, you know, oftentimes sets go to Bailey, and she is the best player, and that often happens, but tonight seemed like it was an example of how far this team has come. I think I have 4 or 5 players who had at least 5 kills. Bailey didn't have a great night, but you and Jasmine at the net with the block and with the swinging. Ella had a big night. Avi maybe had her best night. Mm-hmm. It goes to show how deep this team is. How exciting is that for you as a senior to know that if Bailey can't go, you've got 4 or 5 other girls who can step up like you guys did tonight?
Right, so this winter we all just really got in the gym and worked hard on club teams or by ourselves. We took lessons, and I think that that's really a game changer, especially in a lot of club scenes. You see a lot of big hitters on a lot of different teams, on every single team. What's different about school ball is they typically have one really big hitter, and I think that's what sets us apart, especially when we got AV. You know, I did play outside last year. Not my best spot. AV is just a great addition to our team. Obviously, the other seniors and Jasmine, we're just so reliable. Mia's a great option in the back row. So we really have a lot of opportunities to always get a swing on the ball and always be super in system.
The two things I thought were different with Norwalk than in Indianola: your service was excellent tonight all the way around, and the block was there. And talk about what that does for you, knowing that you're not a great passing team, being able to keep teams off balance either at the net or at the service line. It seems like if you have those two things going, then the offense follows.
Right, so one of the bigger adjustments that we made tonight as opposed to Indianola was we started blocking line, and originally we just stayed blocking cross, but as we play some more high competition, some bigger teams in the conference, there are a lot of girls that are really skilled, really talented, that can hit that line, and we just as blockers made it a point to get out to the line, get our arms pressed back into 6, and I think that it was just really successful for us. And I think that the stats showed that, so that was great.
Well, and Meredith, I followed your career in air for 4 years, and obviously, you know, you've had great success in track and volleyball. The one thing I noticed about you is your personality, and it seems like when things are going well for you, it's kind of infectious. How has you as a leader tried to develop, knowing that you have great passion for this sport and the other things that you're involved in, and how do you try to make that contagious, knowing that, you know, I thought against Indianola, there were times where everyone seemed to have that energy lull. Mm-hmm. That wasn't present in sets 3 and 4, and I'd like to attribute that to you and some of your leadership.
So one of the really big changes for me as a volleyball player, if you wouldn't know if you weren't on the court, or maybe you can tell, I used to be a little bit snippier with my teammates, and obviously that's just not productive. It's not successful. And now I think that I really go out on the court and just intend to have fun and know that you're playing for a bigger purpose than just yourself. You're playing for the team. You're playing for the program. You're playing for the entire town. And I think that our bond as a team is just really strong, and that also just helps have an infectious, like, happiness throughout the court, even when we're down.
Well, and obviously the loss against Indianola is a down point. You beat a very good Norwalk team here, and coming now in, you have a really tough stretch. A great tournament, Southeast Polk. You're going to see some really good 4A, 5A schools there. And then the conference favorite probably preseason, a team that you locked horns with and split with Oskaloosa and Faith Thuronde and that whole unit coming up. Your thoughts about keeping this momentum going, knowing that you don't have that week off now, that you have 6 matches between you and one of the top teams in the state.
Right, so last year during the regular season, our Oskaloosa game didn't really go the way we wanted it to. We came back and showed the team that we are in the conference tournament, and we're just ready to keep that momentum going. As you said in the beginning of this interview, you know, you see a lot of teams with one really big hitter, and admittedly, that is Faith. They have other hitters. Malia Walker is typically pretty consistent, but at the same time, they just don't have the spread that we do.
And that should be fun to see. So as we think, this is your senior season. This group has been together and been through some kind of ups and downs of the program. New coach last year, that transition all happening. Obviously, that downturn after that huge class with Holterhouse and so on graduates. What are those goals and expectations now, knowing that you've been through some of those pitfalls last year and knowing that you want to have a better season this year? What are those goals and expectations, conference, state, and so on?
So our goals for the rest of the season is keep playing at a high level, keep our record up. Last year, we got in a little bit of trouble when it came to seeding. You know, we played Xavier. They were undefeated in terms of sets all postseason. So in my opinion, we played Xavier better than everyone else, so it's just a really high goal for us to just keep our play consistently high throughout the entire regular season so that by the time we get into postseason, we have a good seeding, we can continue that momentum, and we can, one, get to state, and two, make some big plays and take a few names and hopefully get a title.
That would be a lot of fun. That's Meredith Rowe, one of the seniors of this Pella volleyball team. Always a joy to talk to you, Meredith, here on Pella Dutch Live and on the radio. All the best to you, and I look forward to seeing more big plays, more big excitement, and obviously some big Dutch wins. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.